Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know I jumped before that. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another Saturday of rejoicing in the Lord, getting a little food for our souls and food for our spirits. First, I want to give thanks and glory and all the honor to the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting my body up yet another Saturday so I can come be with you. Today is a very special day. We have Minister Kimberly Horvath, who's going to be speaking today. If you missed her last broadcast, you can always go to the archive show of August the 20th of 2011 and listen to her as she continues her message today. But before we start, there's a couple of things I want to just go into. I would like to invite everyone to visit the ministry's website, which is www.sisterpoochie.com. That's spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. There we have many resources for you to help you with your daily walk with Christ. We have Bible study videos. We have a prayer line, a spiritual counseling email address, iTunes podcast subscription if you want to download this into your iPod, and a lot of other things, and definitely the contact of all the artists and all the guests that we've had on the show. So, I encourage you to visit the ministry's website and take use of all of the free resources. Okay, we're going to get started with the show. And Minister Horvath, are you there?
I am here.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
That's really good.
Yes, filling the spirit already, and we haven't even started the show. So that's always a good thing.
That's always a good thing.
Exactly. Well, I know our listeners are excited. I let them know the first part of your message is they can listen to it from August the 20th. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. So, my sister, you have the floor.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I am so thankful to you and the Journey Home Ministries team for this wonderful opportunity. I have been, you know, praying, fasting, sowing for years for God to give me wisdom. And when you see God's hand moving, it is always just a very wonderful thing. So I just want to say thank you again, you know, for the opportunity. I'm excited. And, you know, I really do have much more of a word to give to those of you who are out there listening right now. And the topic we are talking about is called Kill the Giant. And as Sister Poochie said, if you didn't listen to the first part, you're going to want to do that because we're not going to go over all of that stuff again. We have, you know, a limited time, and I have something specific to share. So I'm going to get right to it. You know, when we left off the last time, we were really talking about ways. How do you kill the giant? What tools do we have? What spiritual weapons can we use? Because God always says that whatever enemy we are fighting, we have to remember that we are fighting an enemy in the spirit, and we're not fighting in the natural. And so we cannot fight the way natural man fights.
Yes,
we have
absolutely.
To fight in the spirit. And so we talked a little bit about communion. You know, we can't say enough about that.
Never.
You know, you have to really do, if you don't really know the power of communion, you really do need to do an in-depth study about communion and what it stands for and what it literally does to you in your spirit and in your physical body, because it's really powerful. Fasting goes right along with that. So, you know, those are two of the things that we did touch base on. And then we also talked about speaking. And I want to kind of pick up there because speaking is so vital. You know, when you look around you and you look at the life you are living today, I guarantee you it is the result of the words that you have spoken.
Oh.
And that may not be easy for everyone to hear. But what you speak is what you think about, it's what you meditate on, it's what is in your heart, and whatever it is in your heart, that's what your hands become active with.
Absolutely.
So whatever it is that you are living right now, it is because these are the thoughts in your mind and in your heart, these are the words that you speak, these are the things that you meditate on. And so if your world is not where you want it to be, you need to stop right now. and you need to check out your mouth and your thoughts, because that your thoughts are the only thing that the enemy really has to mess with. I want you to really capture that.
Amen.
It's really all that he has to mess with. He messes with your mind. And when he messes with your mind, when he captures it, then he's got you. So if you are not living the life that you want to live, check out your thinking, check out your speaking, and I guarantee you that everything else in your life, your friends, the way you move in your life, your thought processes, everything lines up with what you speak. You speak what you believe, and you live what you speak.
And words are so powerful.
They really are. They really are powerful. I remember a period of time where Frank and I were saying a specific affirmation, and it was really what we would just speak over ourselves just to get our attitude right in the morning. I don't know about you. I like getting up early in the morning, but I don't like having to be somewhere early.
Yes. Yes, I can relate to that.
And sometimes when I get up, I need a little bit of an attitude adjustment. You know, I always open my eyes, and one of the first things I say is, I thank you, Father, for another day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't get a phone call in the middle of the night about something that has gone wrong, I know that everyone that I know and love is living, and I thank him for that too. Because, you know, our days are not promised to us. And so I'm very grateful for life. It's precious, and I'm thankful for all of my days. But we had this prayer that, you know, it's not really a prayer. It's really an affirmation that we would pray. And all an affirmation is, you know, you might call it a mantra. It's just words that you speak, that you bring into your life, that you ultimately believe. Because words, when you speak, that has true life and spirit in it. We are speaking spirit, so our words are powerful. And so we would start off by saying, I thank you, God, for your miracles, because your miracles are a gift to me, and I receive miracles in my life every day, both small and great miracles. Just that one thought alone is enough to cause you to look at things differently. It's enough to cause you to have an attitude adjustment. It's enough to cause you to remember that, you know, you are blessed in ways that some people are not blessed. Because it's very easy to forget that you are blessed and that God loves you and he's doing certain things for you when you see these same things every day. When you're able to put your feet on the ground and stand up under your own strength, it's a blessing because someone can't do that. When you're breathing on your own, it's a blessing. Someone can't do that. If you get up without pain, it's a blessing. Someone can't do that. So it's so important for you to really remember that life itself is a miracle, and the blessings that you have are blessings that other people may want. When you start thinking about the blessings that you have, you can easily begin to have an attitude adjustment. You realize, you know what, wait a minute, I don't have it so bad. You know, I actually have something on my side. And sometimes you need that little bit of momentum to get you to the next win.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and it's just very important. I remember with our son, you know, he was going through a period of time, as all the young people do, you know, when they're just struggling because they're starting out in life. And not so long ago, he was going through the struggle of, you know, wanting to get his driver's license, wanting to be in school, you know, college full time, and all this other stuff. You know, he's a little bit of a late bloomer, and I'm okay with that. And I didn't want to push him to drive until he was ready, because the last thing you need is a young, fearful driver on the road. So when he was ready, I said, okay, fine. But he was struggling trying to balance it all, and I took him to the side. We had a talk, and I said, listen, what you need is to choose one thing to focus on. Win at that one thing, and everything else will fall into place, because it builds up your confidence. And he wanted to do it all because his friends were doing it all. But you know what? He took my advice, and this was one time where he did what I said and actually came to me and said, you know, Mom, you were right about that, because he went ahead with the license first, and then he went on and was able to do the school thing. You know, you can't necessarily do everything that everyone else does. Don't worry about that. You have to do your thing your way in your time, the way God makes it happen for you.
Absolutely.
You know, so really, you know, you have to have, you know, the right attitude, and your words are so vital. I've also heard of people, you know, there are some people that are always thinking about negative things. And I remember a prominent minister that I watched on television, he was saying that he used to always be fearful and always speak that his son was going to get hit by a car. And it happened. His son got hit by a car and was killed. Now, I'm not saying that he caused it, but I am going to say that your words are powerful and they do bring conditions to you. So be very, very careful. Confessions are vital, and they really are the building blocks to a better life. So use your words to establish your life rather than to tear it down. Very important. One of the other things that we really need to get a handle on, we need to deal with sowing and reaping. Okay, this is a way that you can fight your enemy. And when we talk about money amongst Christians,
oh, my.
Honey, you know it is a hot mess.
Yes,
you know?
It is a hot one.
And I'm not going to say the giant T word, tithing. I'm not even going to say that. I'm just going to talk about giving in general, okay, because I don't want to lose our listeners.
Okay.
But
you
seriously.
Know, you know, I have to, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to mention the word tithing, but it's interesting that you can go in the store and calculate what's 30% off, but you can't figure out what's 10% of your.
You know, I mean, really, suddenly we get dumb. I don't even know. It's like, what's 10% of $10?
Yeah.
You know, like, really? Are you serious?
Absolutely.
You know, you go out to eat and you could calculate how much to leave a tip, right? But you can't figure out what to do with regard, you know, tithing. Like, we get mad that a church wants money, but we, when we go there, we want air conditioning in the summer. We want heat in the winter. You know, we want lights. We want stuff, right?
Exactly.
And if they didn't have that stuff, you know, we would think, you know, well, what's the problem here? What kind of church is this? Well, how do you think that stuff gets paid for? You know, don't start me. You know, I mean, seriously, though, how do you think that stuff gets paid for? Here's the thing, you know, and I always tell people, salvation is definitely free. It's available for everyone. The anointing is free. It's not cheap, though. It's free, but it's not cheap. But not everything in Christianity is free any less than in the world. There are some things, there's always an exchange. You have to give over something to receive something. And I'm not saying that you always have to sow money, but I am talking about money at this time. There are going to be times when the Lord will impress upon you that you need to do something financially. He's trying to get something to you, not take something away from you. He doesn't need your money. He has it all. All right?
Absolutely.
If he wanted your money, he could just take it from you, and there's nothing that you could do about it. But
right.
He's trying to get us to do things willingly so that we can freely receive from him. And so it's important that when you sow the right way. And the first thing I'm going to say about sowing is please check your attitude, because you can take back your gift by leaving the money at the altar but taking the bad attitude back with you. If you can't give to God happy and freely, you may as well not bother.
Absolutely. He loves
you
a
really
cheerful giver.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're doing that. But also, there are many, many, many people that are sowing and sowing and sowing, but they're not expecting a return. And that's wrong also. God wants you to receive a return on your giving. It is not that you are buying a miracle. You're not buying a blessing. But there is an exchange program going on where you give something and God allows something to get out of your way so you can receive something from him that he's trying to get to you. What you're doing is that you're opening up your faith and you're saying, I trust God more than I trust the obstacle that I see, the obstacle that I feel, the obstacle that I'm experiencing. You're saying, no, my God is bigger than you, and I don't care what you say, what you do, I'm moving this mountain out of my way. I am trusting God for the increase. That's what it's doing. It is opening up your faith. And when God sees that, there is nothing that he cannot and will not do for you. So it's just very important that you really, you know, do some teaching. Get the stronghold about sowing and reaping and money and giving. Get that stronghold, that yoke, out of your mind. Do some serious study on your own. Don't just listen to people that you're not sure whether to trust, because that really is what it comes down to. When preachers talk about giving, people don't trust them. They think that they want the money to do what they want to do with it. So you know what? Open your Bible yourself. Read your Bible yourself. Study your Bible yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, guide you, to give you wisdom, to give you the revelation, and you will change your heart with the idea of how to give, why to give. And what will happen is that when you give money, you will stop being concerned about what they do with it, because what they do with it will be their issue and not yours.
Absolutely. And I can let everyone know that that book is called Malachi. It's the last book of the Old Testament, if you want to study about the subject that Minister Hovak is talking about. We have a question for you, actually.
Okay.
Real quick from the chat room. One of our listeners wants to know, if we can backtrack just a little, about the positive thoughts. Should we write those down in addition to speaking them?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I do. I write them down. I tape them on my mirrors. I tape them on walls. I have a notebook that I carry with me. I bring it to work. Absolutely, 100%. Write them down. I also believe in having a vision board where you keep the things that are near and dear to you, things that you're trying to aspire. Put it on there. You know, absolutely. It's because you want to say these words over and over and get them in your spirit. And by the way, when I'm doing affirmations, I always make sure that they are scripture-based. And when I say that, I don't mean that I am reciting scripture, but I make sure that what it is that I'm speaking is something that lines up with scripture.
Amen.
And I'll also take scripture and flip it and turn it so that, and when I say flip it, I mean, be careful with that. Instead of saying, you know, he's going to be blessed, I'll say I'm going to be blessed. I make it personal.
Okay.
So, yes, absolutely, write it down.
Okay. Yes, okay,
all
yes.
Right.
She got
great.
Into the chat room, yeah. We got an amen for affirmations in the chat room.
Great.
Okay.
So another way that we can definitely kill our giants, you know, let me just say something about these giants, because this is something that came to me as I was meditating today, is that, you know, when we have giants in our life, and we talked last time, we talked about how, you know, some famine, you know, there are some things that happen in life that are sudden, but famine comes along slowly. It's not the kind of thing that you necessarily, you know, see every day. But what happens with famine is that you end up stuck in a place for a long period of time. And so famine stops you from being able to move forward, but it also stops you from being able to go backward. So you're literally just stuck in a particular place. And if you allow it to, you will end up stuck and you will die a very slow and almost certain death. So it's very important that you not remain unstuck and that you press forward. It's very important. And so we're talking about killing giants that are stopping dreams and visions and goals from coming into place, because sometimes you've just hit this roadblock one time too many and you just give up. And you cannot give up in the body of Christ. You have to remember that we serve a risen Savior, not one who's on a cross. That
Amen.
Part of the work is done. He's risen. He's interceding on your behalf. You are one of God's favorite people in the world, and there's nothing that he won't do to help you. What happens with us is that we recognize that God can do anything, but we forget that he won't do everything, and that there is something that we have to do while we're walking in this world. There are things that we are supposed to do ourselves, and God is not going to do what you are supposed to do with your own hands. So sometimes you have to just think differently. So how do we kill these giants? Another way, praise and worship is so huge. I mean,
absolutely.
Praise and worship is huge. That same emotional feeling that you get when you're in church, can you not create a sanctuary in your house, a sanctuary in your car? I mean, you need to be able to move into praise and worship mode in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, you should always have a reason to be thankful. And let me help you by helping you understand that there is a very big difference between praise and worship. Praise can just come out of your natural place. You start praising God even when you know that there's a whole lot wrong right now. But you're choosing to seek and find things that you can be thankful for. But by the time you move into a place of worship, sweetheart, you have caught God's attention. And he says, look at that one. That one is praising me. I'm going to scoop that one up in my arms right now, and I'm going to hold on to you. I love that melody. I love the worship. I love that you're talking to me. My gosh, you are so beautiful. I just love you. What can I do for you? What can I share with you? What can I give to you? You know what? There's something that I want to tell you about. That's what happens when you move into worship. Because when you move into worship, it's not about the words that you speak anymore. It's just about the spirit. It's all about the spirit by the time you move into worship. And now you have a connection with God that's different, and you can move behind the veil. So praise and worship is very, very important. I remember going through a difficult time. About a year ago, I had a lot of things on my mind, and I was driving in my car. My car is, you know, it's like my secret place with God, because I'm often in it by myself. And I was just saying, oh, Lord, I just don't know what to do. I'm not at peace, and I really want your peace. And he just came to me, and he said, what soothes the savage beast? And I said, music? You know? Music? And he says, yes.
Yes.
Music.
Yes. Yes.
And I just turned on some praise and worship music, and everything changed. Everything changed. Because when you get your mind focused on the Lord, it doesn't take long before you start remembering all the things that he's done, all the things that he's able to do, and you start feeling like a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
When you feel like a winner, you are a winner, and it's important for you to know that. Another way for you to kill the giant, seek God and make him first. It is amazing how when your focus shifts and you put God first, when you begin to seek him first, it is amazing what begins to happen in your life. When God becomes more important to you than your paycheck, when God becomes more important to you than your job, when he becomes more important than your position, when he becomes more important than your things, when God is really, truly number one in your life, the elevation that comes is just amazing. A lot of people want an anointing, but they don't want the price that it takes to pay to receive it. If you want an anointing, you got to find a way to put God first somewhere in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Because your anointing is not even for you. Your anointing is for someone else. He can't give it to you. He can't show it to you, unveil it to you, allow you to walk in it and move in it. If he is not important to you, it's going to cause you to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to get up early and pray and wait on him. I remember many days, and I do it still now. I just get up, and I may just sit there and just wait for his presence to come.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. Yeah. You know, you're just sitting there waiting.
You're waiting,
because
waiting.
You know he's coming.
He said, I surely will come.
Absolutely.
I might not come when you want me to, but I will come.
Absolutely.
And that's so powerful. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's important. You know, you're going to have to, remember I keep saying over and over, this is an exchange process. Let me tell you why it's an exchange process. This is another thing that we do in order to kill the giant. These all go together. You have to allow some things to die. Not everything will make it through the battle. And what happens with us when we're going through battle, when we're trying to get from one place to another, one level to another, one dimension to another, there are some things that we don't want to let go of. So we keep going back and resuscitating Lot, and we need to let Lot go. So when you are spending this time with God and you want this anointing to come, because the anointing is going to make sure that you are successful in life. You know, your anointing is going to grow into your larger vision. Your anointing is the direction that God is taking you. It's the walk that you're going to have. And you know what? It is the thing that is going to satisfy your soul.
Amen.
You were created for it. You were made for that anointing. It fits you better than a custom-made suit.
Mm-hmm.
You were
mm-hmm.
made for that anointing. And nothing will give you more pleasure than when you are operating in your anointing. When I get up and I preach, when I teach to someone, when I'm coaching someone, I feel invincible because I know that it's not me, it's the Lord, and I know that I am doing exactly what I'm supposed to do at the exact moment I'm supposed to do it. There is nothing more powerful than when you know that you are right in every area of your life in a given moment.
Hallelujah.
Doing, you know, I mean, there's just nothing like that. And so this is the reason why you want that vision. You want that anointing. You were created for it. And no one can wear it like you. No one can. But when you are going through it, when you're gaining it, when you're growing it, you have to allow some things to die. And that death is not always an easy process. There are some things that will just fall off in the process. But there are some things that are going to hold on with claws, and they're going to kick and scream, and they're not going to want to die. But you are going to have to let them die, not look back at them, not resuscitate them, not help them. You have to let them go because your very life depends on it. The true future that you have depends on it. And you know what? I think we're out of time.
Oh, I was getting so wrapped up in the spirit and the anointing that was coming out of you. I was mesmerized. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to be the host. we have people in the chat room and they're really enjoying what you're speaking about. Everyone, this is so important. Every point that you brought out is so important in your walk with Christ. You know, especially our words, and you know, we go back to that because we also have to account for every word that we speak.
Yes, we do.
And I don't think people realize that. But mm-hmm. you know, as always, it's an absolute joy to have you on the show. I can't wait to your next segment. And everyone in the listening audience, this is something that happens once a month that Minister Kimberly Hovak will come on and give us the word that God has given her to share with us. And please continue to join us. This is wonderful. We can just end the show.
Praise God. God is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I was sitting there going, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. But before I let you go, I need you to let everyone know how to reach you in case they have any questions or, that you know, they think later about something and then weren't quite clear about it. How can they reach you and talk to you directly?
Absolutely. You can go to my website. It's www.kimberlyhorvath.com. You can click on the link there and you can contact me. You can also email me at maximizeme@kimberlyhorvath.com. And I'm also on Facebook. You can actually look up Kimberly Horvath Life Coaching for my fan page. And my Facebook profile is Kimberly Cooper Horvath.
Okay. And if you didn't have a pen while you were writing that down, you can go to www.sisterpucci.com and all the contacts will be listed there for you to reach Minister Hovak. Well, thank you so much again.
It is always my pleasure. I'm excited always.
Yes, this was powerful.
And I just want to, and if it's okay, I just want to remind everyone to please donate to this ministry so that we can keep this on the air. You know, you can go to sisterpucci.com and you can click on the donate button and just give a donation if you are enjoying hearing all the different shows that she has going on all month.
Bless you. Bless you. And may God keep you until we talk to you again. Everyone, I want you to watch out on the social medias. We're going to let you know when Minister Hovak will be back. And I just want you to just have a blessed day. And thank you for those powerful words you've spoken over us. If people have missed this now, if you have friends that need to hear these kind of messages, please let them know. All the shows are archived, and you can go back to November the 20th for the first part, and actually today, which is September the 17th, for the final part of this. And Ms. Hoback, I will talk to you later because we need to roll into the dance break.
All right. Praise God.
All okay. Right. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you too.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, I always get so wrapped up whenever she comes on. I'm serious. The anointing over her is so strong, and no, this is like she was saying what God has called her to do. This is her purpose, and we all have a purpose. God wants all of us to do something, and if we just take the time to spend some time along with Him, we will find out what that is. All right, now we're going to start rolling into the music part of the show. And first up, we're going to go right into the dance break, which is I can't even talk after Kimberly. Anyway, our dance break is with our resident DJ, Frankie Vibes. And if you want to contact Frankie, you can contact him at 512-001@yahoo.com. You can also reach him at www.facebook.com/Frankie Vibes. He has a House of Inspiration page on Facebook as well. And every Sunday, he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.my959.com. And then again at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. And I encourage everyone to support his ministry. This is just a sample of what he does, but I need everyone to get up on their feet and let's start praising the Lord for 15 minutes. It'll help you keep your mind steadfast on Him, and it'll help you get some peace. Everyone on your feet, and let's praise our Father.
Time for DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
Have you ever had a day that was so bad it took everything you had to make it through the night? Have you ever had a week that brought you to your knees?
Thank you. Put your hands together.
DJ Frankie Vibe, Gospel House Freak.
In the front now, in the back now, let's go now. Ladies,
that was DJ Frankie Vibe with the Gospel Dance Break for the week. Oh, you know, I'm exhausted with all this excitement and all the spirit being in the air. Okay, if you want to find out again when DJ Frankie Vive is actually spinning, this is an example of what he does, please go to the ministry's website. That's www.sisterpoochie.com, and that's spelled SISTAPOOCHIE, and you will find all the contact information for all the artists and all of our special guests. Okay, we're going to keep rolling on. We actually have a new member to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show family, and this is Rosalind Peralta, and she is going to sing Let's Go to the Party. So welcome to the family, and let's go to the party. Let's Go to the Party by Rosalind M. pre-Alta. And if you want to reach her, you can reach her at www.roslyn.tmgartist.com. And, of course, you can go to www.sisterpucci.com and get all of the other contact information. Okay, next up on the mic is Dr. Lamont McNeese, and he's going to bring The Rapture Will Not Be Televised.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled thought patterns to bring you this revelation. This is not a test. An emergency will be declared in this area.
No man knoweth the day nor the hour of our Lord's return.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. Put down your remote control because the rapture will not be televised.
You will not be able to ignore it, brother. You will not be able to log on, check your email, and log off. You will not be able to invite your friends and slip out for popcorn during commercials because the rapture will not be televised.
There will be no business as usual. You will not be able to lay low, sleep in, or chill out. You will not be able to watch for a while and then drop to your knees for repentance because the rapture will not be televised.
There will be no instant replay of graves opening, cars crashing, or holy people vanishing.
The rapture will not be broadcast around the world in 30 minutes on headline news. Bill Clinton will not be able to look directly into a television camera and tell you the truth as he sees it.
Republicans will not blame Democrats, but the angels will blame the Taliban.
The righteous will fly the friendly skies, but this flight will not be hijacked.
There will be wars, rumors of wars, and peace will be America's most wanted.
Miss Cleo will not be able to predict the rapture for 99 cents a minute.
The rapture will not be brought to you on DVD and stereo surround without commercial interruption.
Closed captioning will not be available, and Elvis will not be spotted.
Larry King will not conduct a live pre-rapture interview because the rapture will not be televised.
Do not place your hands on your television screen for deliverance.
You will not be able to touch and agree.
You will not be able to name it and claim it. And your love gift will no longer be relevant.
Johnny Cochran will not manipulate the heavenly court. And you will not be able to plead insanity for your sin.
The rapture will be an unsolved mystery. The Vatican will have no dirty little secrets. And the angels will know exactly where to find Osama bin Laden.
The rapture will not be brought to you by Xerox.
The rapture will not be back after a word from our sponsor.
The rapture will not be a Kodak moment.
The rapture will not double your pleasure.
The rapture will not be kid tested or mother approved.
The rapture will not kill germs that cause bad breath.
And you will not make this a blockbuster night.
The rapture will not be a test, and for the next 60 seconds you will not be told where to tune in for redemption.
The rapture will not be caught on tape, so you will not be able to pause and rewind.
The rapture will not be for mature audiences only.
Cops will not come to your rescue, and Green Acres will not be the place to be.
The rapture will not be brought to you by Parker Brothers, Comedy Central, or Burger King. Because it ain't no game, it won't be funny, and you will not have it your way.
There will be no hanging chads.
The rapture will not be interrupted by news just in from Kandahar, Afghanistan, or New York City.
There will be no world trade for the sinner. The president cannot declare war on the rapture.
The vice president will not be secure in an undisclosed location.
The rapture will not make you a millionaire because Regis will have no questions.
Mike Tyson will not be taking a bite out of the rapture on pay-per-view.
The rapture will not be coming to a theater near you.
You will not need tickets. This will be the final answer. No sequel and no rerun.
There will be no sneak previews and no makeup. The real stars wear white, and Men in Black will be the worst dressed.
Survivors will not win $1 million, but they will suffer tribulation.
You must not wait for the movie.
You must read the book.
The rapture may not happen this Saturday night, but the rapture will be live.
All right. That was Dr. Lamont McNeese with The Rapture Would Not Be Televised. And if you want to reach him, you can reach him at www.lmcneese.com. Okay, moving up next on the mic is Moshe, and Moshe is going to be talking about why.
Out the darkness, and I don't know why. Coming from the south, I don't know why. Coming from the west, I don't know why. Coming out the darkness, and I don't know why. Coming from the south, I don't know why. The price of life takes you by surprise. We're searching for money, food, friends, and why me? We want the world, but don't ask why. Any known wise man will ask the question. Why do a man spend most of his energy to look good? But life is shortened by a lack of. Being raised in sin or ignorance is the answer that keeps the creators on their own demise. Falling down and doing it again, not knowing why they're here for. Why follow a man whose only answer is probably, maybe, possibly, mystery, and hope? Why start a business when you haven't learned from your experience or failure? Why win the rap race when you're not the rat? Why take advice when one does not know and have not? Again, the fear of failing and suffering. Learning from failing is to become wise. Gaining from winning is to continue to be consumed by the world and all the dirty tricks for losing to keep you here. Why is that when you look behind bad, you see wisdom? And when you look behind good, you see pleasure. Why play with yourself when you have plenty of resources and plenty of women for one? Why go to school for something you can naturally without adding fun? Why doesn't elementary teach elementary? Why don't university teach university? Why when you go to court, you need someone to represent you and can't present yourself? Why? 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 I tell you why. Because you live in a damn lie.
What?
But learn from it. Because there's truth in the fiction.
Coming from the west, I don't know why. Coming from the south, I don't know why. Coming up the darkness, and I don't know why. Coming up the darkness, and I don't know why. I know why. Why? Coming up the darkness, I'm a fine mother, mother, mother. Coming up the darkness, I'm a fine mother, mother, mother. Coming up the darkness, I'm a fine mother.
All right, that was Moshe with Y, and if you want to contact Moshe, you can go email him at nvgtr9@gmail.com. That's nvgtr9@gmail.com for Moshe. All right, next up on the mic is Danielle Wilson, and she's going to call the king.
Take You can be safe if you call the king. You can be safe if you call the king. No ships, no wars if you call the king. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah, if you call the king, you can be safe if you call the king. You can be safe if you call the king. No stress, no worries if you call the king. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
Be your father, be your mother, be your brother, be your sister, be your doctor, be your lawyer. No matter the situation, he's always there for you. We carry too much trying to do it on our own. We need a relationship with the power that is strong. Creator of all things will never do you wrong. Our times don't come, it ain't the time to run a stretch. But it's the perfect time to give God your best. To see where your faith is in his hands and in your hands. God knows all things, we run out of plans. Untouched grace that never knew the Lord's plans. Where to prosper you, give you the promised land. We worry about LG&E, water bill, car payments, cable TV. And I sit the clock meal. God never put too much on you that you can't handle. Even when it gets dark, you stay lit like a candle.
If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter where you park your car. Call this man, he'll take you far. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear that, that's a fact. Power to hear that, that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Got a problem with eating too much. Got a problem with cussing too much. Got a problem with fucking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Some for you, and some of it ain't. But I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know it's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
All right, that was Call the King by Danielle Woodson. And if you want to contact Danielle, you can contact her at www.danielle@inbox.com. Okay, next up on the mic is Won't Fail by Mac, Man About Change.
Mac, I'm going in.
Love, love. young and I done been on my job. Keep true flowing, never put it on pause. Rap God so bold, think I'm backed by the mob. I ain't for the mob, I do this thanks to God. I'm running at a pace up that I can't fail. Keep my eyes on God so I can't see hell. Know the devil hate me cause I'm walking in truth. He can go ahead and hate, I'ma do what I do. Many may not like me and many may despise me. Do what I got to worry about when God's right beside me. Still trying to do the right thing on my spike leaf. God stay the mind so I'm taking like a pop G as long as God for me. Who could ever knock me? They try to postpone but they can never stop me. Hold my job and I will do it properly. Knock me, I'm right back up like Rocky. Got me? This ain't a pen, it's a paintbrush. I just intend to rearrange the way they paint us. And the devil really wanna taint us and get us off our road to salvation. But I ain't gonna fail, I'll be on mine. Like a star, baby, I just let my light shine. Walking this road, letting God be my guide. This ain't part time, I do it for a lifetime. Let's go, I ain't gonna fail, I'll be on mine. Like a star, baby, I just let my light shine. Walking this road, letting God be my guide. This ain't part time, I do it for a lifetime. Let's go. I ain't gonna fail, I'll be on mine. Mine on overtime, fresh like a bow tie. Trying to do everything just like the most high. Man, I got it so right, but I'm still so shy. Show you ride, float tight, cause I've been blessed from the get go. You ain't gotta gas me up, no sick go. Tell the devil, no, he can't have my soul. God marked me heaven where I'm meant to go. So I'm meant to flow. Spit the word of God, give you something to vibe to, put something in your heart. Fearing God can't dwell in the same spirit. So as it's sitting there, I advise you to kill it. Love, power, and a sound mind, my spirit. Victory is mine, say you never been my gimmick. Got no time for the timid. I'm a soldier for God, and I will not fail. Be my motto, dog. This ain't a pen, it's a paintbrush. I just intend to rearrange the way they paint us. And the devil really wanna taint us and get us off our road to salvation. But I ain't gonna fail, I'll be on mine. Like a star, baby, I just let my light shine. Walking this road, letting God be my guide. This ain't part time, I do it for a lifetime. Let's go, I ain't gonna fail, I'll be on mine. Like a star, baby, I just let my light shine. Walking this road, letting God be my guide. This ain't part time, I do it for a lifetime. Let's go, I ain't gonna fail, I'll be on mine. Like a star, baby, I just let my light shine. Walking this road, letting God be my guide. This ain't part time, I do it for a lifetime. Let's go.
All right, that was Won't Fail by MAC, which stands for Man of All Change. If you want to contact him, he actually has a page on Facebook, so you can go to www.facebook.com/manaboutchange. All right, next up on the mic, we have London Bridges, and she's going to talk about going round and round.
See you carrying the world strapped to your back like a tree, a Hercules in the feminine. You keep a strong face, real metal, but it's artificial skin. And somewhere in the world, I can hear you breathe, feel you move in our womb, cause you're my identical twin. And if you high, I'm high, we both fly. And when you cry, I cry. We both inner thigh, feel the rumble, then constrict. I reach out to blow you a soft kiss. I speak out to dig you out of a ditch. I leak out my love and hope that it won't miss your veins in the pupils. Quadruple stress minus negative stress, which adds more or less the feeling of being oppressed. But here in the now, you are the sun and I am the shine. Rubbing your skin with vitamin D calamine, preparing you for the battle down the line. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my sister's keeper.
It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like we go up and down. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me. It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like round and round we go up and down. I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one.
My brother, when I think about your challenges, I see scales, weights, balances, injustice. An abstract, concrete, three-dimensional form in proportion to the contortion three-ring circus which forced you to react or stand back as a statue, chiseled ivory black, too strong lest you crack, and society scatters the pieces. I see no faults in your flaws, just a means to be your queen and shore you up. I glean your needs without words, let me fill your cup. I know you are God, let me lift you up to let you rest your mind. Let me suck the poison from your wound. Your time is coming soon.
Lay your head on my lap. I will rub the dreads, work the tension out. Refuel your station without a doubt. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my brother's keeper.
You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you. You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you.
It goes round and round and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are.
It goes
round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes
round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down. I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one.
We are one, everyone. There's one God, one church, which is the body of Christ. And Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love each other as he has loved us. So that was London Bridges with Round and Round. If you want to contact London, you can go to her website at www.londonbridges.com. Also, don't forget, you can go to www.sisterpoochie.com and check out anyone who has been played on the air. A lot of the artists and the guest speakers have several contacts, so please visit the ministry's website, and while you're there, watch a Bible study video to feed your soul. Okay, next up on the mic is T.P. the Grinch with Back in the Day.
But God bless me and open his gate. Forgive me for my sins and hug me, tell me it's okay. Take me by my hand and walk, or will he turn me away? And send me to the pits of hell and tell me I gotta stay. Lord, please forgive me for a dope dealing, a little stealing, game banging, I meant right. But I was born the devil in me for so long, I've done wrong, I can't go back. So I sit with pen and pair right to you out of respect. Please bless me with forgiveness and mistakes I made. See, I was young and dumb and didn't know the rightful way. But when you blessed me with this music, I knew it was my time to stop all that nonsense, Lord, and go for mine. The devil is a lie, that's what my auntie say. Now I'm on my knees, God, ask him, take him away. I'm sorry for drug dealing, I'm sorry for pulling triggers. I'm sorry for having hate in my heart for another living. Sorry for putting my mom through stress, she didn't need it. Take a sip, but it's fifth and wonder why I'm still breathing. If I leave, would I be missed? Cause you know life goes on. One tear drops my eye because I'm stressed and drunk. Hey, back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, I hustled, gang bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now I'm here on right now, no need to fight now, it's better days. I sit back and reminisce about my cousin Sean. Lord, please let him rest and let his soul go on. So much stress and pain made me write this song. So many tears on my paper when I wrote this song. Abdul Riley, keep him safe behind them bars.
and tell my grandmothers I miss them. Keep them close in your arms. I never thought a man like me would ever cry so hard. But think about my past and what it done, it hurts my heart. I say a prayer in my head before I sleep at night, and wish this little light of mine forever shine so bright. Lord, have mercy on my human, cleanse my body of sins. For I know now what I do, I leave it all up to you. Back in the day, I ain't care. My mind won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days. Back in the day, I hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days. Ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days. But now my head on right now. No need to fight now, it's better days.
First off, I wanna tell my Aunt Yvonne I miss you. I hate to see you leave, it hurts my heart when I hear you. Tell my grandfather Cliff, you already know what it is. The only father figure in my life to show me what a man really is. Nah, nah, you always showed you love me. So as long as you here, expect it back from me. Granny, I love you and I got so much to say. I broke down when I got that call that you passed away.
Back in the day, I ain't care. My man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days. Back in the day, I hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days. Ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days. But now my head on right now. No need to fight now. It's better days, better days.
That was TP the Grinch with Back in the Day. And if you want to reach him, you can reach him at his MySpace page at www.myspace.com. Tongue Passion, a.k.a. the Grinch. Okay, everyone, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks, and she's going to be talking about a golden thread.
Thank you. and a needle. So
that was Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick. And if you want to reach her, you can actually email the ministry. And that's Sister Poochie at SisterPoochie.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E at S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E.com. Everyone, you know, the show is winding down. I've had an absolutely blessed time spending it with those who are listening live. And you know we're all going to be sharing the same spirit. So I also love all of those who are going to listen later. I encourage you to go back and listen to this over and get a pen and a piece of paper and write down the tips that Minister Kimberly Hovatt has given you. Also go back to the November the 20th episode. All of the radio shows are archived. And listen to the first half of the message. I think it will bless you and enrich your heart. Now, coming up next month, Y4C with Lady Victory will be back, and that's Youth for Christ. So I encourage everyone to look out for that announcement for her to come back. You are listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, and I encourage everyone also to go to the ministry's website. We have many resources there for you to help feed your spiritual life. Again, that website is www.sistapoochie.com, and I've spelled it again. I'll spell it one more time. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. Watch Bible study while you're there. If you're interested in joining us for Bible study, please email the ministry. We're going to be doing live Bible studies via Skype, and that'll be coming up soon. But as for today, I thank Heavenly Father for our special guest, Minister Kimberly Hovatt. She has brought a very anointed word to us, and I thank her and thank God for her. And everybody, we're getting to roll off. I know it's going to be a little bit early, but what else is there to say? So we're going to leave with just saying how great they are. That's how we roll out every week. Everyone have a blessed week. If you have any questions, contact the ministry. Contact Minister Hovatt. Everyone, stay in with one with the Lord. Let Jesus Christ be your guide in this life, and you can't go wrong. And so here's how great thou art with Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace and blessings, and I'll see you next week.